Welcome to Digital Transformation Solutions for Industrial Machinery, a podcast forum featuring machinery industry experts discussing innovative solutions and their impact on modern machine manufacturing strategies. Each series is a discussion on the latest technology, supporting companies to perform at the optimum and competitive level in the machinery industry. Here's your host, Bill Butcher.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Siemens Digital Industry Software Podcast Series on digital part production, brought to you by the Siemens Digital Thought Leadership Team. I'd like to welcome back to the series Rahul Garg. As you may recall, Rahul is the industry leader for Siemens Industrial Machinery Industry, and we're really, really excited to have joining us today with this episode, Brad Rosenhammer. Brad is a portfolio development executive focused on manufacturing operations, management for industrial machinery, heavy equipment, and automotive markets. Guys, thank you very much for being here today. In our last two podcasts, we talked about the evolution of technology within the machinery industry and the key trends that continue to shape the industry today. We also introduced the digital part production solution at a high level where, Rahul, if you may recall, you discussed the three key differentiators: highly automated CAM, synchronized part production, and additive manufacturing. So in our last session, we took a deep dive into how machine manufacturers can benefit from introducing automation into their manufacturing process, and how highly automated CAM solutions allow OEMs to easily reuse proven data to automate programming and optimize machine processes to deliver consistent results. You know, I think we did a pretty good job of highlighting there how companies can benefit from programming tools that feature advanced machine technology and include supporting automated transitions and single pass material removal and methods that shorten cycle times. In this session, though, I'd like to shift the focus of the conversation to the advantages of synchronized part manufacturing strategies, specifically how equipment manufacturers can improve their planning by adopting a closed-loop manufacturing process in which they are executing and improving their manufacturing plan by introducing intelligence into it. So, Brad, let's start with the conversation with you. What are the specific challenges that machine builders are facing as they try to improve efficiencies and the quality of their part manufacturing process?
Yeah, most manufacturers today struggle with getting the right data to the right person at the right time during the manufacturing process. Manufacturing information flow is becoming more and more complex as authoring data and collecting data continues to occur across a greater diversity of people and processes in your organizations. And whether that's automated or manual, bringing all of that information together is a real challenge. So manufacturers look to leverage this information into their decision making. But without organization and structure to the data, the results can be pretty ad hoc. When this information can't be leveraged to good decisions, it leads to mistakes and waste across the full product lifecycle, all the way from the office in the supply chain and delivery of parts, raw product, all the way to the shop floor and where the parts are produced. It's unfortunate manufacturers don't realize there are more efficient and less error-prone approaches they can implement.
Well, you mentioned mistakes and waste, and we talked on this series several times about customization. And customization is a huge opportunity for manufacturers today, right? Help me understand why it's so important to have a synchronized part manufacturing process, and what are some of the risks in not doing so?
Yeah, with industrial machinery industry, with the industry becoming more and more complex as machinery companies add more customizations into their modularized machines, these customizations do not change the desired delivery schedules that their customers expect. They don't change the price points generally. They're just really looking to have exactly what they want when they want it, all doing this while delivering in a lean manner, right? This requires synchronization of customer configured components that in the past had been standardized. These components have challenging geometries with tighter tolerances, but always with lower lot sizes. And introducing this variation into the product creates a new supply chain problem that requires synchronizing component part production while minimizing inventory and therefore costs, right? Still applying all of the lean concepts that apply to these parts that applied to the standardized parts of the past. If it's not synchronized, part inventories must be increased, warehouse space must accommodate that increase, lead times for deliverables are lengthened. Ultimately, this affects the organization's competitiveness in an industry where speed and capability are critical aspects to that business.
And it brings up another point too. So Rahul, when we talked about connected processes and digitalization as we have throughout this series, we need to include in the conversation the concept, of course, of the digital twin. So what is unique about the digital twin in the context of digital part production and synchronized part manufacturing?
A digital twin can automatically capture all the design, simulation, and machine parts into a central repository. This synchronization requires integrating quality plans at critical points in the process. So, for example, using inline inspection to ensure good machining time is not wasted on a part that is already scrapped. Most times, these critical points are known upfront and can be used from a known and similar digital twin of production. So it really helps in reducing the overall time to delivery and obviously maximizing the production capacity as part of that. Leveraging the integrated tool chain of the whole CAD-CAM CNC process cuts translation errors and speeds up the overall process. This is where Siemens truly brings some unique capabilities with a well-integrated solution all the way from designing to machining to actually cutting parts, where we are probably one of the only vendors in the world that can bring that integrated CAD-CAM CNC solution. And we have got some very unique customers who are already taking significant advantages of these. I think we spoke about one of these customers, PM Bearings, in the past, that makes high-precision linear bearings. And by taking advantage of this integrated solution, they were able to reduce their programming time by up to 80% on the workpiece tooling and overall on the usage of the machine as well.
Yeah, and I know we're going to spend a little time in this session to talk about another customer example, but just to continue down that path a little bit further, can you outline the benefits of those for those manufacturers that incorporate synchronized part manufacturing into their process?
Yeah, so equipment manufacturers can improve their overall planning by adopting a closed-loop manufacturing process. And obviously, as part of that whole improved planning, they maximize their resource utilization in the factory, right? End of the day, the factory where parts are being manufactured is one of the highest cost items. And the more you can improve the utilization, the better is your overall profitability, in which case this overall process becomes really efficient. So all the labor and quality content from part order is tracked back to the digital twin for traceability, for process improvements, and can help further with the cost reduction. Machine shops can be dynamic environments with scheduling changes happening every day and sometimes every hour. And having a flexible scheduling tool allows them to put all the bill of processes, the recipes right up front and can help them determine the best path forward and the best utilization of their resources and the machines as well. And then the analytics built on the accurate model during the production process can help provide that closed loop feedback to ensure that the production is fully optimized and can help build on a manual improvements on a otherwise a manual process.
And synchronized part production is one of the three main differentiators that we've identified for the solution. And we've discussed digital connectivity, but let me ask you about connectivity at this level between the differentiators of highly automated CAM, synchronized part production, and additive manufacturing. Why is it so critical that manufacturers look at the sum of all manufacturing processes instead of just focusing in one area at a time?
Yeah, this is a great point here, Bill. Today, what happens is in many manufacturing shops, the processes have evolved over time and they have kind of become siloed. And they have become optimized in that siloed in process, but they have not been optimized throughout the entire process. So this is where the whole synchronized part production can help in a significant way. So part manufacturers can take advantage of a continuous thread of information all the way from engineering through manufacturing, planning, execution to ensure optimized scheduling, to ensure optimized control, traceability, and quality, and eventually compressing the delivery schedule. Time to delivery is not going to change, and anything you can do to improve that is going to become a significant advantage for companies. And manufacturing planning solutions that capture all the needed information, all the data that's necessary for the work, bringing all of that together and serving it down to the operator makes it very easy to ensure that the work gets done to the highest possible quality. And more importantly, it drives a lot of flexibility into the process as well. So aspects that are invaluable in a hectic and dynamic shop environment can be controlled in a much better way. And companies that can optimize throughout this flexible, transparent, data-driven decision-making process are eventually going to be the ones that are going to be the winners. And all this can be accomplished by managing a digital twin that can help you retain your labor challenges also. Quality reporting, material genealogy, quality states, sequencing, all of that can be made available through a digital twin and a digital thread process.
Now, I think that's a really good example of looking at the sum of all the manufacturing processes and the benefits of integrating those. Brad, let me come on back to you. Are there any other examples of companies that have taken this holistic approach that Rahul just described and implemented it? And if so, what kind of benefits have they received?
There's a small company with a long reach that was founded in 1967 in the southwest of France called Proform. At first, they specialized in cold forming of tubes and then quickly became a specialist in the bending of all types of stainless steel and nickel alloys. Today, Proform is a key player in the market dedicated to manufacturing complex tubular parts and participates in a number of industries, including chemicals, pulp and paper, food and beverage, pharmaceuticals, aerospace, and even automotive. Proform's know-how includes cold bending, end shaping, hydroforming, crimping, and welding. They were looking at some business challenges where they needed to implement a scheduling solution that can keep pace with the company's growth, right? When you're looking at growth, you're really challenged to see how you can utilize your existing assets to keep up. Oftentimes, it takes months, if not years, to increase that capacity. So how do you manage all of your customers' expectations for deliverables? So that's a huge business challenge. Managing diverse materials, part types, and deadlines, you know, all of those different industries with all of those different types of parts, mixing all of those together to really increase your asset utilization time to best deliver to your business profitability goals. And then overall, just increasing your manufacturing capacity. Anytime you're growing that way, it's a huge challenge to scale in a way that's sustainable. So, you know, those were a lot of their business challenges. And the keys to their success were really being able to anticipate spikes or lulls in the workflow, whether that is due to resource capacity, employees availability, whether it had to do with incoming supply changes, being able to anticipate them, model them before they happened, really can give a competitor an advantage in a market because they're able to best prioritize their deliverables across any of those conditions. They optimized the use of the raw materials was a key to their success so that they were putting their raw materials toward their best customers, toward their highest profit products, toward their best opportunities. And then also improving their project management capabilities, knowing where they need to invest and how they need to manage those things going forward. And so the results really speak for themselves. They increased their administrative efficiency of their work centers by 87%. They improved their ability to meet deadlines and achieved a 96% on-time delivery rate, you know, really best in class. And then multiplied their workload by 20 times. They reduced the number of people administrating their work centers from 3 to 1, right? Reducing the number of changeovers, reducing the demand, minimizing the changeover that needed to occur on the machine, all contributes to that 20-time multiplier increase. We even have a quote from them. In a period of 20 years, the workload has been multiplied by 20. In the past, 3 people within the planning department dealt with 30 work centers running 8 hours a day, whereas now one person in the department deals with 260 work centers running 24 hours a day. I mean, I think that really speaks to what a good scheduling tool can do for you and how it can really respond to what the market demands are. So as a result, the company now better anticipates the critical situations when they're going to occur and knows exactly what they're going to do. They can actually enable their staff and push their decisions down in their organization so that the manager of the area is now able to recognize a condition occurring and make a decision sooner to the time where they can actually anticipate that change occurring and sooner to the time where it mitigates that impact. They have reliably met their deadlines for their customers for deliveries. They optimize their manufacturing supplies, knowing this can also impact how you do your maintenance and how you plan your maintenance on your machines. It reduces their manufacturing waste because they have less changeovers occurring. They capitalize on their technical data, getting the right data to the right people at the right time, like we talked about earlier. And then improving project management so that as they're introducing new capabilities into their organization, that they're doing it in a planned and progressive way. And then lastly, just simply increasing their working capacity, being able to produce more product with the same number of assets, the same number of resources, ultimately is what everyone is trying to achieve and what they achieved.
Well, that's what a great example, Brad. Thanks for sharing that with us. And some of the metrics on the results are over the top impressive. It's clear through this story how part manufacturers can increase operational efficiency by using one integrated system to design, simulate, and machine parts. I want to thank you both, Rahul and Brad, for the time and information you shared today during this podcast on synchronized part manufacturing. And I hope you will all join us again as we wrap up our series on the digital part production solution for industrial machinery in our next episode. During that podcast, we'll be taking a deeper dive into the topic of additive manufacturing and how this technology can provide an advantage to part manufacturers by creating complex geometries that would be difficult or impossible to achieve with traditional manufacturing methods. Until then, this is Bill Butcher saying thank you for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Digital Transformation Solutions for Industrial Machinery podcast. This episode was brought to you by Siemens Digital Industry Software. Listen anywhere you get your podcasts, and please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast if you enjoy it. We'll catch you next time.